for the next period of time. Strap in as the hosts rip and tear at the unsuspecting guests, in which they learn their dark secrets and methods of the genre. In this bloodbath, no one gets out alive. This is Within the Barrens. Before the bloodbath begins, slither your way over to the hosts' socials. For the podcast, slash over to Twitter at the @BHO_podcast. Instagram, the Barrens Hideout Podcast. Then stab over to Dean's Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce. Listen to the show on your favorite apps and Patreon. Enjoy the slay and try to stay alive.
Trevor Doyle, Alexa Khan, and Batar Basuk, the team behind the first Mongolian horror film to be in theaters in the U.S. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited.
I'm super excited to talk to everybody about this. After, you know, hearing things about a huge Mongolian horror film coming here, because I'm a huge fan of foreign horror. I love watching things, you know, outside of the United States, just to see, you know, how everybody's cultures kind of influence how they do cinema. And this one, like, blew me away. So I kind of wanted to start off and just kind of discuss about the idea around a Barrens and, like, where it kind of, you know, originated.
Mm-hmm. So I'm translating for Batar. And also speak for myself, but I think this is a common question that we've been getting. So we'll just, I'll answer from the question of, you know, why Batar did this. So he wanted to make this movie, and it's the issue underlying behind the whole story is something that he is just passionate about and something that bothers him. Basically what it is that you have to be in charge of your life and you can't believe everything that's out there. And you have to be in charge of, you know, selective beliefs and just do your studies and do your research. Otherwise, you will be consumed by somebody else, whether if that's, you know, whoever's in charge or whoever has the higher power, government, whatever that is. And so that is basically the gist and the behind the scenes, metaphorically. That is the meaning of the movie. So, and obviously, the whole inception actually happened after we were working on a movie called The Steed in 2019. It became the official selections to the Oscars from Mongolia. And the cinematographer was Batar. And so since then, obviously we talked, and specifically Trevor and Batar was talking. And then they were talking about a horror genre because it's just something fun to do. And then he started working on it, and next thing you know, this happened. So the genre was picked, that the issue that he wanted to do was done, and based on his experience of almost 15 years of shooting a movie as a cinematographer, he wanted to basically launch his directing debut through this film and you know, one location cinema heavy film. So that's how the film happened.
And I'll jump in real quick and say one other thing too, is just as far as choosing a horror film as the genre, you know, Mongolians don't really make a lot of horror films. And also the way they make films, they lead towards things that are epic and big. And we knew that to really get noticed in the US and abroad, we needed to find a different way of dialoguing the message that we wanted, and horror is one of those things that it's very universal.
Yeah.
So even if your culture is different, it's like, you know, we all get that feeling inside, and it just seemed like the perfect venue to go with to get his message out. And I think it worked out well. And he's proven, even though this is his first time directing, he's proven that not only can he step out of the typical Mongolian mindset as far as directing, but that he's able to do things like, you know, make intimate close-up shots and make something smaller and feel really big, as opposed to something that looks enormous and makes you feel big. So it worked out well.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I want to ask on Batar, how it was filmed, because it looks so and feels so surreal, almost like fantasy, of how it's shot here. And I wanted to ask him, you know, kind of the idea behind that. Did he want it to feel almost like it was a fantasy more than it being reality?
Great question. Okay, I'll translate. Batra. 이게 캐노 인게 어떤 조금 fantasy 임 우리 짐식 임팀 인게 아이고 암들린 바이러스 임 다스르슨 임 히트대 했어. 그 팀으로 мэдрэмжийг төрүүлэх гэсэн юм уу, фэнтезиг төрүүлэх гэсэн юм уу, яг яагаад ийм юм сонгоо гинэ, иймэрхүү одоо visual-ыг сонгоо гинэ, өрсөлдөлийг.
Тийм үү, надад бол ерөөсөн фэнтези гэж ерөөсөн санагдахгүй байна.
Аха.
Тэгээд яагаад ийм сэтгэл төрснийг бас мэдэхгүй байна. Гэхдээ
улаан улаан болохоор гэсэн байж магадгүй.
Яг улаан улаан бол тэр чинь өөрөө нэг юм одоо Монгол хүн болгонд байдаг нэг тийм юу байгаад байна л да, нэг юм зүн шавн гэх юм уу.
За.
Тэгээд тэр зүудний тэр нэг юм өнгөнүүд, тэр улаан өнгө, тэр нэг хөх өнгө, мөнгө, ногоон өнгө гэдэг чинь ерөөхдөө тэр нэг юм зүудний бөгөөд тэр нэг сэлэнгээ тохиолж байгаа тэр нэг аимшигт үйл явдал, зүудний үйл явдал учраас Монгол хүний зүн шавнгийн тухай ирээдүйд болох тэр нэг аимшигт үйл явдлыг ингэж нөгөө дахин дахин тэр сэлэнгээгийн зүуд нойроор ингэж сануудаад байж тээ. Нэгэнтэнд бол тэр тэгээд нөгөө их хүн одоо хевлидээ юм бяцхан одоо үр боожж байгаа тийм үднэс ерөөхдөө бол тэр бол нөгөө Монгол хүний Монгол хүнтэй холбоотой тийм зүн сэрэмгийн тухай. Хурдан эндээс яваач гэдэг юм шиг тэр нэг зүудний тэр нэг аимшиг зүйл ирээдүйд удахгүй болох тэр нэг аимшиг дүүл явдлыг зөгнөөд байгаа л тиймэрхүү ер нь.
So he said that it's interesting how you saw it as fantasy. In his mind, it was more like, you know, a dream versus none, right? And then so what he was saying is that the color difference, the blue sequence and then the red sequence, those are all dreams of the Selenge having, right? The real the lead characters having.
Yeah.
So what he was saying is that, like, as Mongolians, and this is something that we've talked about, is that with dreams, you know, when you go to sleep in dreams, sometimes Mongolians can have these theories and different opinions about dreams. And what he was saying is that she was having these dreams, and then the dreams were kind of like a foreshadowing, a forewarning of what's to come. And it's basically, and she had a baby in her womb. So it's like this mother nature and her being a mom and this little being growing is almost warning her and saying, hey, you know, wake up. You're not supposed to be here. And almost it was that foreshadowing, and it's you know, kind of warning is what was happening through her dream. So in other words, she had this intuitive you know, senses and sixth sense of what is to come, is kind of, it was kind of warning her. So that is something that he wanted to portray through the dream sequence, and that can, you know, obviously can look like not real, surreal and fantasy.
Yeah, it's all like completely beautifully shot, and I want him to know like that this whole film, it's not that long, but
yeah,
it's a huge and super fun journey to kind of go through, you know, eyes from another culture. So I want to thank him for, you know, giving us here in America an opportunity to kind of see what filmmaking and what other cultures are like, especially since this is a Mongolian film. So I want to thank him on that.
Ингээд юм маш өрмөц юм кино хийгээд ингээд Монголын стил ч юм уу те ерөнхийдөө иймэрхүү юм ингэж оролцуулж чинь богино кино ч гэсэн юм амар том мессежтэй юм кино хийсэнд баярлалаа гинэ.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. So, as we know, as we just kind of talked about how to me it feels like it's kind of surreal. I guess I can kind of pinpoint this to either Trevor or Batar. For like the location of this film, since it looks so beautiful, what time of year was this actually being filmed? Was it in wintertime? Because I know that there was like snowing, but I don't know if that was an after effect or if that was actually happening.
It was definitely real. It was shot in the winter. It was cold weather. But I think Batar probably would have more to say about the choice of shooting. So Alexa, you wanna?
Yes, I'll do that. Batra, яг хэдэн сар нугаа хийв нэгт хоёрт гэвэл яагаад бас ингэж өвөл мөвөл хийхээр болов те ингээд аюу тийм үзсэн төлдөр байсан яа бас заавал өвлийг сонгох юм нэ.
Яг нөгөө нэг яг одоо нөгөө цаг хугацаа одоо нөгөө энэ киногоо хийх тэр нэг үйл явц маань яг одоо өвөл болж таарсан тийм. А тэгээд зохиол бол маш хурдан бичигдсэн шүү дээ. Энд чинь 14 хоногийн хугацаанд тийм хий гэж хийдэл тэгээд 14 хоногийн дотор зохиол бичигдээд дуусахад ерөнхийдөө яг одоо унтсан байсан, анхны цас орсон байсан, яг өвөл болж таарсан. Тэгээд зохиолоч тэр өвөлдөө зориулж бичсэн. А тэгээд нөгөө маш одоо баг төсвөр тий богино хугацаанд ингэж нөгөө зардал багтай хийх байсан учраас одоо тэр өвлийнхөө нөхцөл байдал зориулаад тэгээд ухаан тэр бодож ирсэн санаагаа одоо яаж илүү сонирхолтой байлгах вэ гэдэг үүднээс тэр тухайн бүхэн мөнгөндөө бас баригдаж тэр нэг локейшн дээр тий ингэж маш богино хугацаанд маш сонирхолтой одоо санаан дарамгүй үйл явдлыг хэрхэн яаж үүлэх вэ гэдэг юм л одоо үйл явц болоод тэгээд 14 хоногийн дотор зохиол бичгдээд 7 хоногийн дотор бэлтгэл ажиллагдээд 15 хоног зураг авалт явагдаад за нэг 30 хоног пост продакшн хийгдээд тэгээл ерөнхийдөө шууд нэхээс юм уу?
Аха, яг хэдэн сард яалаа?
Аа, 2 сарын 4 мөрөн байна уу? Яг нэг цагаан сарын дараа яасан шүү дээ.
So the way the circumstances around the film just kind of fell on the months of February.
Okay.
The story it was a last minute decision of like let's do this, and everything came together. It was perfect, and the actual writing happened within 2 to 3 weeks, and then a week and a half for pre-production, and then 15 days of shoot, and then about 30 days of post-production. So with that, it was around February, and it just happened to have the first snowfall. And so it just everything just came together like that. And because it was one location and there was restrictions of one location in the woods and the snow, so all of those, his idea was how do you make it more appealing, how to make it different, how to make it how to use what we have and make it stand out. And so that's why he thoughts in a certain particular way. And so the snow was definitely there, and one of the questions that we were asked was the cold weather was the most challenging part of that, because Mongolian winter is brutal.
Oh, really? Wow. I love the
Yes.
cold. Oh,
Well, you'd
wow.
like Mongolia then.
Oh man, I should travel. Definitely want to travel. Another thing too, I guess this can go to Trevor and to Batar, is the use of long shots. Because there's a few that happened in this film, and the way that they are portrayed, it builds up such great tension that I don't see that a lot even in like American cinema that much anymore. So I kind of wanted to ask about like the ideas of going with long shots instead of doing cuts. Why did you go with that kind of format?
I think again, it's probably better to have Batar give his reasoning behind it. But I really I love it that you noticed that, because it really does, it changes the tone of the film in a
Oh, yeah.
way that's really significant. So yeah, let's have Alexa translate that.
Yes. Баатар. Энэ нөгөө шотуудаа кат кат хийгээгүй ингээд аягүй урт урт шотууд байгаа гэсэн шүү дээ кино нэрэ. Яаж тэгж хийсэн гинэ? Ингээд кат жижигэн жижигэн хэсэг биш ингээд томоор нь уртаар хийсэн яаж гэсэн. Одоо аягүй олон кинод ер нь тэгж хийхээ болцсон. Хуучин кино аа тэгэхээр энийг ингээд ашигласан байлээ. Яг яагаад тийм зураг авсан?
Яг хоо ер нь би одоо ингээл нөгөө яг нөгөө цэвэр зураглаачаараа ажилтахаар ерөнхийдөө одоо өөрөө ажиллаж байгаа кинонд юм. Тэгээ миний ажилласан кино болгонд одоо нэг миний одоо нэрийн нэг юм лонг шот гэдэгтэй. Тэгээд тэр утгаараа тэгээд би ерөнхийдөө ингээд юм лонг шот тавих дуртай үе үедээ. Тэгтээ кино хийж байгаа кино болгонд нэгээс хоёр байдаг. Тэгээд хамгийн удаа нь бол 8 минутын тийм лонг шот хийчихсэн нэг кино. А тэгээд одоо энэ хийсэн кино болохоор зүгээр энэ миний кино одоо ихэнх найруулагч нэг тийм шот хийх дургуй байгаад ихтэй. Тэр нэг миний кино учраас би өөрөө бүх юмыг хийж байгаа учраас тэ би зүгээр л өөрийнхөө би хиймээр санагдсан. Яг л ийм байх таа юм шиг одоо тэр тухайн нөгөө нөхцөл байдал одоо яг тэгж надаа мэдрэж ирсэн. Би яг тэгж хиймээр байсан, тэгж харуулмаар байсан. Хиндж баригдахгүй жинхэнэ хөлөөгөр өөрөө тэмцээ дураараа дөрвөн дунд ч өөрөө нэрсэн гэдэг шиг тий.
So you know, he's been as working as a cinematographer for a long time, and that is long shot is his signature move on all the movies. Most of the time he'll have like two in the movie. The longest shot that he had was 8 minutes in one of the movies that he worked on.
Wow.
And yes, and then, so he said obviously a lot of directors kind of shy away from that, and so like he's able to insert one or two in the movies because that's his signature. But with this is his directorial debut, and he can just do whatever he wants. You know, he had all the freedom to do what he wanted. And he said that, you know, he wanted to tell the story the way it was shot. So it just intuitively he just wanted to do it that way, and he just felt like he has to shoot it this way on certain long scenes. So that's why he set it up that way, and he had no restrictions. And you know, even if it breaks the rules, it doesn't matter, because that's how he felt like he needed to tell the story, and that's how he went with it. And he was said it was the best feeling because he had the ultimate liberty to do it.
Yeah, I think it really, you know, drives this film very forward, because there's one instance that's like, wow, how did that happen? I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to ask it. But I think you guys know what I'm talking about. There's that one really cool one. But I know our time is super duper limited here, so I want to kind of leave off of saying thank you to everybody here, and for bringing this film to us, because I cannot wait to see this in the theater with a bunch of people. So once again, thank you guys so much for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess one final question, very, very quick. I always like to see if there's anything up and coming other than the film that we're talking about. Is there anything that Batar or Trevor or anybody can speak on right now?
Sure. We actually, we're in the process of getting a prequel.
Okay.
So yeah, and this is also this is part of a larger cinematic universe. So there's going to be a lot more to come. Not just a prequel, many, many other things. So
we're going to live through Abrams. We're going to breathe through Abrams.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I love when directors and writers and everybody comes on here saying, hey, I have a film, but there's more to it. More.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for that.
As you can tell, the ending, right, gives it off and says, yes, there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked. Super stoked.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for being here. And thank you, Batar and Trevor and everybody, for the opportunity to speak to you. Because I love watching foreign horror films, and to be able to dive into a Mongolian horror film, which I have not seen before, and we kind of talked about that earlier, that there's not many, so this is a wonderful, wonderful experience.
We really appreciate you, so thank you
so
much,
and thank you, Batar.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess we'll see everybody on the next one. Thank you, guys.